stands out to you the most about what's happened so far?
Well, in fact, that Donald Trump didn't do a lot of legislating, and so he did a lot of stuff by executive order, leaving the Paris Climate Accord, the Keystone Pipeline, a lot of stuff on the border, and Biden has pretty much rolled it back. And so what Trump signed in, Biden is signing out. And to me, it strikes me this is mostly it's standard Democratic policy. Some of it I think is quite good. A lot of the racial equity stuff that he's put throughout the government. I was struck, though, that my newspaper, my colleagues on the editorial board, which I'm not part of, wrote an editorial saying they were over-relying on the executive orders and they should ease up a little. And I noticed every single member of the Biden administration, down to the people who opened the door, went on Twitter to argue back against the editorial. And I think they were thrilled to be accused of moving too fast. And so they wanted to, they loved having that fight. That was my impression. I think, you know, as I said last week, I don't love executive orders. Nobody does, because what gets signed in can get signed out. But so far, it seems they're mostly doing what any Democratic president would do right now.
Jonathan, over-relying on executive orders and executive actions?
I don't think so. I think, you know, President Biden made a lot of promises about what he was going to do on day 1, 2, 3, and now 9 or 10. And he's following through. I agree 100% with David. What President Biden is doing is basically canceling out the executive actions and orders that were put in place by President Trump. But in a perfect world, or actually in a functioning world, Congress would be making laws. And one of the things I took issue with the New York Times editorial saying that the president should ease up on executive orders, they used the example of DACA. And what I found interesting is that they didn't go the extra step of saying why President Obama used executive action in the first place. It was because years of trying to work with Congress, work with Republicans in Congress to get comprehensive immigration reform done, failed.